Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm a co-host.
Right.
I'm your co-host, John Ryan, with my other co-host, Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning again, and now the best part.
Christina
Lou Show.
There we go.
All right.
Jerry
Everybody
can come every week.
Absolutely, Christina. This is the best part.
I know. And, I'm glad I missed it. Last week we had a little pre-recorded show because of the graduation here, so I missed the radio show. I was very excited to come back today.
You know, last week just shows what kind of a psycho I am. It was like 9:30. And I'm saying, I know she said there was no show. Well, she would have called it.
Yes. John, but yeah, you would have definitely gotten a panic phone call from me. John, where are you?
That's what I felt this morning. I had to do a couple of errands, and I parked the car in a big parking lot. And when I got out, I said, where the hell did I park the car? I wasn't so much worried about the car, but how can I get in trust with Christina?
I have a very tight ship. I have everyone terrified.
Right. You got this well trained.
See, I was, and you know, it was
the Leona Hemley of radio.
Right.
Well, we were talking during the break, and it really, you know, we are fortunate because, like I said, that the co-hosts that we do have for the show are so invested.
Agreed.
In the program, and it just, it's a pleasure. Because it is, you know, as corny as it might sound, it's like very, it's like a family. You know, it's our exclusive little family that only, you know, certain people can be in. But, you know, and it's great because the co-hosts have been, you know, with us from pretty much the beginning. So they know everything. You know, it's just an easy process. I don't have to worry if they're going to show up or be prepared. Like, everybody comes in every week with great questions.
Right, I agree.
And I think it's just, so shout out to all the wonderful co-hosts that make this show great. And it is officially spring. It was very hot yesterday. I was, you know, I whipped out the sandals, so I think we're safe to be, you know, in the spring-summer season. And this week, on Sunday, is the first ever spring festival that's going to be at Clark Botanic Garden. So that's Sunday, May 15th. It should be a wonderful, wonderful event. There's going to be all different kinds of programs there. There'll be Ranger Eric Powers, who will do, I've seen videos, he looks great, and it's different wildlife demonstrations he will show. So he has reptiles, birds, insects. There's going to be these fairies on stilts, which is a new thing, which should be very interesting. I'm kind of curious to see what will go on there. They're part of a circus project. The Central Park Zoo Wildlife Theater.
That's 12 to 5, right?
Yes, it's going to be 12 to 5 at Clark Botanic Garden. There'll be live music, you know, little arts and crafts. So it's really a great event, I think, for the entire family to go to
together.
Just
in reference to music. Did you ever hear of this guy Noah Sheeby?
No, I haven't.
I have not.
Noah Sheeby is a music producer for Beyonce, for Lil Wayne, Alicia Keys, and Jamie Foxx.
Well, you know, just when I think that John surprised me when he just whips out these facts. Yeah, well, who knew?
I knew one of the two of those names. But,
you know what his nickname is? This is the truth. You know what his nickname is? 40.
40?
40. You know what else is the significance of 40?
No.
What is it?
It's been 40 days since her birthday.
Wow.
Now, that was a good one.
That was, John, right. That might have been the best one yet.
That took an effort.
That was definitely some serious
digging. Trust me, just put the number into Google, but that's me. Yeah. I'm giving my secrets away.
That's very impressive, though, John. I like that one. That was good. I wasn't sure where he was going with that.
When you said music, I said, oh, jump on music.
That was very impressive. 40 will not be at Spring Festival, but there will be a Tiger Folk, who is a folk band, and then there's going to be a band, Milkshake, who does, you know, some rock music and stuff.
And that's right, they're right off, pretty much right off Roslyn Road.
Yeah, right at IU Willits. Botanic Garden in Albertson.
Roslyn Road, you make the turn either way.
And it's a beautiful, like, you know, we say this all the time, and I really, really think, if you have not seen it, it is an incredibly beautiful facility. You know, you could walk there. It's, you know, it's really a great place, especially, you know, in the spring when everything's bloomed. It's just going to be, it's really nice. And I love these events that you really can go with the whole family. And
is
the
weather good,
service,
you know?
Department.
I have no idea. The weather's supposed to be good for the weekend?
I don't know. I know community service has, you know, kind of been secretly monitoring it.
Of course.
In fear, so I don't bring it up. I believe in, you just don't even try to look at the
whatever
weather until
happens, happens.
But it's definitely going to be a beautiful event and fun. So check that out. That's Sunday, May 15th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Also, I just want to give a little shout out to the town supervisor. She visited the Environmental Protection Agency's headquarters in Manhattan and won a really a prestigious award for the Environmental Champion Award. They got this because of the fishing line program that the town developed.
Okay, okay.
Which is really an amazing program, you know, and people might not really understand how it's how innovative it is, you know, and how Judy really cares so much about the environment and in keeping, you know, the town clean and green, you know, and especially, you know, the wildlife. And it's just a really great partnership. And that she has all the signage and these little, you know, trash receptacle things for it and stuff. So it's great. So she got recognized for that. So
good.
Kudos to North Hempstead and the supervisor for their Environmental Champion Award. Also coming up soon will be on May 21st at 12 p.m. is the annual Asian American Festival, which is a great, great event. I worked it last year and I loved it, partly because after I was done working, they had very great little shopping things. So I came home with bags of stuff. Jay thought I went to work and I came home, you know, with all kinds of goods from the festival. But it's great. That's at North Hempstead Beach Park. It's from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. There'll be all different cultural performances, a market with, you know, shopping, arts and crafts. Some different cuisine is there from, you know, China, India, Japan, Korea, Pakistan. There's a parking fee at the park for $10, but the event itself is free.
It's free, okay.
And it's real. I really recommend it. It's amazing because there's all these. Last year they had this really cool, like, whole the Asian dragon head, the Chinese dragon head.
Performing. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really definitely a fun thing. And like I said, if you enjoy shopping, there's amazing deals on fabulous things. So that's what I liked about it. You can call 311 to get more information about that, or 869-6311. Also coming up, which I can't believe it's almost here, Memorial Day, on Saturday, May 28th, North Hempstead's going to have the annual Memorial Day fireworks show. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. Parking is also $10 just for the beach. But the event is free, so that's nice.
And that's a nice day because you can go earlier in the day.
Yeah,
bring a picnic
absolutely.
Lunch, hang out, get a night. I mean, anywhere on the beach is a good spot because the fireworks, it's quite an event. So therefore, no matter where you're standing, you'll see them. But really, it's a nice day. You go and you hang out.
I used to go all the time. I remember, you know, because I grew up in Greenville, and I used to always go every year, and it was just so much fun. All my friends would go. And, you know, it's nice because the beach isn't overwhelming like a lot of other, you know, places. So you're still kind of contained in this. So it's really nice. And check that out. There was also a town board meeting this Tuesday, so if you want to know any of the things that were passed, you could check it out at the North Hempstead website, or you can call 311. And the next meeting will be Tuesday, May 24th at 7:30 p.m. So we just like everyone to know that, you know, you're absolutely able to access.
I should know
what
this.
Goes on.
Is it every 2 weeks or it's thereabouts?
I believe they're every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then sometimes there's like special ones. But yeah, so check that out. If you have any questions, just please call 311 and we can answer whatever you have. May 14th tomorrow. Wow, May 14th is tomorrow.
That's right.
Wow. That really just hit me.
Today's our lucky 13th.
Yeah, there we go. It's Friday the 13th. I didn't even realize today.
Right.
There we go.
Oh,
wow. There we go. We're a little, you know, we're very busy. We don't even know what date it is. But tomorrow, May 14th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., North Hempstead is going to be having a free rabies vaccination clinic. This is in conjunction with the Nassau County Department of Health. It's going to take place at the town's animal shelter in Port Washington. And it's really great. Which I loved about this, too, is that you don't have to be a resident of North Hempstead for your pet to even receive a free vaccine.
Really?
Which is really great. For anyone who's listening that's not in North Hempstead, you could take advantage of this program, too. You know, it's really serious. You know, it's preventable disease, rabies, so why not take your pet? And it's dogs, cats, and ferrets.
Wow, thank God. Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, those poor ferrets.
I didn't know that so many people have ferrets, but I guess it's a common thing now. We miss the, you know, now we know, John. But it's
politically
great.
Correct. You know,
we don't want to leave
those ferrets.
That just shows you the town North Hempstead, all the great work they do. And there's also on the spot dog licensing applications that will be available there for North Hempstead residents. So that's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And call 311 if you want to register for that. Also, the town is having its second STOP program, May 22nd. We always love this STOP program. It's definitely worth it for, I think, all residents to go. Jerry, you've gone to the STOP programs before, right?
Yes.
And it's just, I just love the idea of it because, you know, it's more than just, you know, getting rid of your old pharmaceuticals, you know, which is, you know, great in itself that you're able to do that. But you could bring, you know, your papers, your paints.
That's true, too, because they won't take certain things
now.
It's important because I had someone come over and clean out my garage and basement, and they would not take that stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to clean everything out. So, in effect, I'm getting some plastic bags, load that stuff up, and bring it over there and get rid of it.
Yeah.
So everything is clean.
No, and it's so
and
funny.
And those things
are
sometimes fire hazards in your home.
Right.
That's true, too.
Good public safety to clean everything out in your basement.
And it's so common, you know, because it's funny that you said that, because we just had somebody come into our office and said, when's the next STOP program? I have all this paint in my garage. And I think, you know, so many people do because, you know, everyone, you know, will paint, and then you have your extra paint.
That's right.
And then it sits in your garage.
Five years later, it's glue.
And then you're right. And so I'm saying, like, no one's really, you know, let me just, you know, use this. I don't think anyone ever has an empty paint can, you know, really, unless you knock it over or something.
Right.
But, you know, that's definitely something that's great. And then on top of that, you know, they have Big Brothers, Big Sisters. They're taking donations for pretty much everything. You know, I mean, it's clothes, it's furniture. I mean, it's the list goes on and on. And there was a STOP event, the first one this year, had over 1,300 attendees, and they collected over 2,000 pounds of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
2,000 pounds of pharmaceuticals. You know
Imagine
how many
the street value.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
you. But that's what I'm saying. You know, if you think about these tiny little pills, 2,000 pounds of.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's just great, though, because that's saving the environment.
That's what I'm saying. You know, because that's right, because people could have flushed it, all kinds of things.
To flush those things.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, which everybody did years ago.
Yeah.
Actually, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.